Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 11th of August, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Those lovely Google Home devices. Very convenient, aren't they? Almost as maybe they know what's on your mind and maybe what you're gonna ask them. Well, there could be a reason for that. Seems your Google Home speaker might have been actually quietly recording your sounds wherever you were around your house. And that was done without your permission or authorization. Without you saying, okay, Google, or hey, Google, or any of those keywords. It's basically just been constantly listening and possibly even recording whatever the hell it hears. This is according to the folks over at the Chocolate Factory, by the way, not directly from Google. Yeah, apparently happened to the folks over there. They started receiving notifications on their phone that actually showed the device had heard things like a smoke alarm beeping, and they didn't give it any of its approval to do this. Now, Google says this feature had accidentally been turned on during a recent software update. Sorry. And apparently now it's been switched off. Now, from what we can gather, this feature might be intended for a future or possibly now shelved security feature for Google Home. We may never know. Kind of like we never knew it was recording our every move, too. With Google News, those of you using Chrome apps, yeah, those things. You really still using them? Chances are you probably not. Most of us out there are probably thinking, those are still there? And they're going to be there for a little while longer, too. Yeah, apparently Google is delaying the shutdown of Chrome apps, regardless if you were ever using the things or not. You might remember this was the year that the apps for Chrome were supposed to be going away. But apparently Google still has a soft spot for all the 1% of users out there on Windows, Mac, and Linux that are actually still using the things. So when is the new date for the death of the Chrome apps? Well, apparently it's going to be June 2021. Well, believe it or not, we're still kind of on Google News, but this one has to do with Apple and that watch. Google Maps used to be there, remember? And then it kind of just went away. Well, now it's coming back. Yes, Google actually had an announcement about Google Maps for Apple platforms. The first one being the Apple Now work with Dash View on the CarPlay screens. And the bigger one, yeah, coming back to Apple Watch. Now, even though we're supposed to be getting the CarPlay version of Google Maps sometime today, Apple Watch is going to take a little bit longer. According to Google, the app will be launching sometime in the coming weeks worldwide, giving all the bells and whistles, including directions for driving, walking, cycling, and even taking public transport. And finally, I better stop because I'll probably get sued. After all, Fox is dead anyways, right? It's all Disney now, including 20th Century Fox. Yeah, that opening screen, 20th Century Fox. Yeah, no more. Now it's just 20th Television. How lame. Yeah, ever since Disney gobbled up Fox, a lot of the Fox things have actually been saying bye-bye. This, of course, is part of a larger rebrand for all of Disney's TV studios. In fact, Fox 21 Television Studios now is going to be renamed Touchtone Television. And if that sounds familiar, well, that's because Disney stopped using that way back in 2007. Apparently, now they've decided to resurrect the thing. Disney is also using the rebranding to merge ABC Studios and its subsidiary, ABC Signature, under the AB Signature banner. So get ready for all those new end cards and logos that will appear on your TV screens coming this fall. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website for all the BTN shows and more at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also check out our Facebook page and give us a like over there too at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter too at British Tech. But definitely come by our community and join us today at our BTN Slack room. It's simple to do and you'll be glad you did it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your week's starting out great for you. Let's have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.